All right, March 8th, city council meeting. And Murphy's in Zoom.
Yeah, Rodney texted me, so I would thank you.
Did you bring that one bit with you?
Yes. I had it on top.
Did you grab the bit when you went through the stuff?
Did I what? No, I just undid those envelopes. I didn't.
Did you sign them, Rick?
Damn, brother, I saw that.
It's a lot of break.
It's because we all
rebel.
Oh, would you like that?
Yeah, there you go. Not yet. No, wait.
Excited.
No, I don't have my name on it.
On any tampering.
I didn't know from there, but it wasn't cold.
Certificate on there anyway? If you didn't. Looks like it's been refilled.
That was what it was.
It looks like.
Yeah.
Don't hold tight and stuff.
Okay.
Kaylee did say she was unsure if she was going to make it tonight. And I had an email with her saying.
Well, that's.
Actually.
Did she say when it was?
It was for a Friday fossil event.
I know, but.
I think they start in June.
Okay, so she still has another meeting or two, so she's in there. And if it's going to.
I can email you guys too. I had it printed out, but I mean.
Yeah, I can understand or not.
I had something to do with the calf or steer out.
Yeah. I didn't understand that. All right, 7:00.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, welcome. I'd like to excuse Mayor McGinnis and Council Person Cindy Burlingame tonight. Do we have any additions to the agenda?
I have one purchase request.
Okay.
For Jayhawk software update.
And I have a purchase request also for the utility billing. Jayhawk as well.
Okay. Anything else? Okay, if nobody has anything else, do I have a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
I make that motion.
I'll second it.
I have a motion and a second. Discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Okay. First, approve the February 8th public hearing minutes.
I make a motion to approve.
I'll second.
Okay, I have a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
All right, so that will. Perfect. All right, next, approval of the February 8th City Council meeting, City Council meeting minutes.
I make that motion.
I'll second.
Second? Have a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And then the approval of bills.
I'll make a motion that we approve the bills.
I'll second. We have a motion and a second to approve the bills from February 8th through March 7th. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Those are pretty easy to few, and there's not too many of them. I like that.
There's some big ones in this month, though.
Yeah.
Well, that's.
And they are in there.
Yep. But that's okay. We know that they were coming, so that's the important thing. So there's nothing has caught us off guard.
Right.
So that's the best thing.
We know about.
Yeah. All right. Approval of the financial statement for February 2022.
I'll make that motion.
A second.
I have a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. All right. Old business Anderson Perry project updates.
So Anderson Perry are working very hard on finishing up the ASR project. They said they hope to have the design done in the next couple of weeks. And then they will be able to hopefully get that approved and we can go out to bid. I'm not sure where we are in that process just because of the price of goods and now the price of fuel. It doesn't really matter if it needs to be constructed this summer so it's good for the fall, but if we don't get it done by out here real soon, it's not going to be worth. Maybe we can put it in for next fall.
We have to do it next year. Wait.
But the wastewater project's almost wrapped up. We thought we were like 99% done. They installed the remote read water meters, so one of the heads on them malfunctioned the other day after only a week. So now we're back to waiting on parts on that. And we're still working, trying to get the off-site auto dialer. All of these are DEQ requirements for the lift station.
Okay.
I'm not sure where that's going to lead. It's probably going to be like a change order for Beam, or do we just go to TAG? You know, the gentleman that's been doing this GATA stuff for us and say, we need something that works instead of trying to make this item for flight work.
What about that one guy that came and gave that presentation to us?
Mm-hmm. Isn't that TAG?
Oh, that's the TAG? Okay.
Yeah.
So that would something to think about then, right?
Right. We had purchased the auto dialer through Flight, who are the ones that have been doing all the pumps. They manufacture the pumps and stuff. They're expanding their business, and so they have this off-site monitoring system, and we've been trying to get it installed throughout the project, but we're having trouble getting installation data from Flight, and the contractors are like, this isn't in the contract, they want a change order. I'm not sure we'll try to get it installed, but there may be a change order that we need to do in our next meeting. And since we're on the Anderson Perry, the Times Journal has requested an interview for the ASR project. We had it scheduled for last week, but I canceled because of an ambulance run.
Okay.
So we're rescheduling the next couple of weeks if anybody's interested in being part of that.
Okay. Times Journal's wants to do an article in the paper about the ASR project. So I think that would be really good because that would, show what the city of Fossil is trying to accomplish and help with the water problem in the summers and stuff. So, all right. Anybody have anything else? Okay, APRA.
That's the ARPA money that we're still.
Do you have to start to do anything yet?
Yes, I have to start reporting on it.
Okay.
My deadline is April 30th, so I kind of need something to go off of so I can start reporting, because after that,
we need to decide what we're spending the money on.
Right.
So that, because we have to report necessarily have to spend the money.
Right.
We just have to say we're spending the money, and this is, the item or items that we're going to spend the money on.
Well, and you sent everybody
the wish list.
The wish list.
That I had, yes. So the ARPA money won't even cover all the remote read water meters that we need anyways.
Right.
But it will be out of $106,000 of the original quote, that'll be $95,000 that we'll just have to come up with another 10 over the next year.
Right, which is a whole lot easier than coming up with.
We'll have to be kind of creative with that. I've talked to at heart today when they were doing the install of the software and stuff. And we're going to have to, any purchase over $10,000, we have to go for three bids. So we're going to have to be creative on how we purchase those census meters.
Okay.
So if we decide to go that way.
Okay.
But we do need to figure out, like, we have a special meeting or something there pretty soon.
Okay. Well, could you maybe, you gave us that wish list, but now can you prioritize it for us? And let us know what you know, in your opinion, is most needed, most important. That would give us kind of an idea.
Okay. We do that.
Yeah. Are you guys okay with that?
Good start, yeah.
So that would give us a good start, and then we'll be able to make some decisions. Does that give you enough time if we decide on next council in April?
I'm having issues getting into the system because Carol has to kind of be the one to get in because she put herself as the contact
for
the system ARPA reporting money? So I can't even see what's needed in there, and before she took off,
okay,
I was letting her know that I was having a hard
okay
time getting in.
Okay. Is there's got to be somebody, can you try to see if there's somebody to contact that we can, somewhere there has to be able to make a change.
Yeah.
In case of emergencies. I mean, and then if not, I'll shoot her a text and see if we can find out something. But if you work on that and see if there's somebody we can contact to do that. Okay.
Because those emails, just the basic ones where it's to getting into the system, I send those to just Carol. But
okay,
the stuff on if anything changes in the guideline reportings or anything like that, I send that to all of council.
Okay, so whoever's giving you those emails, let's find a contact person and talk to you about that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? All right. Museum interior repair.
Deadline was yesterday for bids. We got one bid sitting on for the jury.
Okay, so we'll wait and the action item. That's where it's at.
It's where it is.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Okay.
Sorry.
That's okay. MOU Fair Board, so this is what Paul sent back, right?
Yes.
And so basically, it's everything that we've been working on forever. It's the same thing.
He just made those adjustments.
Which were, so everybody knows.
The 2 weeks finalized, like the 2 weeks before and 2 weeks after to make it a month.
Right, and then if they really needed more, we would give them more, so that's not,
yep,
but just, okay, and what else?
And then he did put a termination date that, 6 months prior, we could say, either side could say that we want it terminated.
We don't want to do this anymore.
Yep.
So you give 6 months notice instead of a day's notice. Okay.
Yep.
All right, perfect.
That was all the changes.
So then we'll just get it signed here. We'll have get it signed, or we'll send it over to the.
Yeah, I think we got to take it
to the
county.
County court. Let them look at it. All right, perfect. All right, new business, cemetery.
So, the cemetery board has been talking about coming under the umbrella of the city and talking to council members about this, and we would like to entertain, I guess, the idea of coming into the city, under the city. I think I'm not saying it very well, but I think we would act similar to the museum board or the library board.
They need to be
a fund in there. And Marilyn has put together some income and expenses and an asset sheet for the city, so we can kind of start building that, what it would be. We're hoping, too, that maybe for the parks position, that maybe if we the museum, or if the cemetery board can't find help to help mow and maintain that, you know, they can add the money that they usually pay someone
to
the parks position.
Okay.
I can also break it down. Like, if I'm writing a checkout, you can break it down into part of its parks and part of its...
Sure. Yeah. We'd still have a cemetery board made up of the same members. We'll still have the same... I think most of the volunteers will still continue to perform the basic function that they have. You know, they do, usually we do a big cleanup right before Memorial Weekend. I think we're also talking that all the cemeteries would become City of Fossils cemeteries, and the buildings would become City of Fossils and
equipment
and the equipment and okay. Of course then that all would have to go on our
insurance
as well and stuff. So I don't know if you guys had any more to add to that.
I guess the big concern is the volunteers are in their 80s, and we don't know what's going to happen if we all dropped over dead tonight. So we'd like to have some type of
a plan.
Thing start. I know it's going to be probably a 2 or 3 year process, but I feel like it's very important that we keep start moving forward to get other people aware of what's going to happen. It's a little bit more than digging a grave and burying people. There's a lot to it, and the board's willing to still volunteer, but we do. We feel very strong that we need to preserve our cemeteries.
Okay.
Yeah. So, in the beginning, what would you expect? In the beginning, what would you expect the city to do? Do you want us to do the billing to collect the money?
Working on the budget, and eventually, would like to see them take over. And I know things will be different than what we've done, but we have the deeds to take care of, the maps to take care of. The maintenance, tombstones to be put in. I mean, the list goes on.
Right.
But and I know it'll be a process. But would like to start getting some of those records over to the city hall, and if you want to scan them or whatever. I've got about 5 boxes of stuff in my closet.
Okay.
And the fee, we as a rule, we mail out a letter in February with the financial statement and what we've done, asking for a $15 donation to help pay some of the expenses, and people have responded very well over the years to that.
I think you ought to up that too, 30 or something. You know, 15's pretty cheap.
There'll be some work that, you know, Leah, it'll probably transition where, you know, when we purchase new liners, that check will, you know, come from the city. We don't have to process that. Just like we do with the library purchases and maybe... Does the museum, do you guys just purchase everything you need to, or does that go, does the museum purchases go through the city? Oh yeah, the fuel.
The fuel and stuff.
We actually reimburse the city.
Right.
I don't know when that used to be, the city paid our bills, and someplace in the audit they said that we need to reimburse the city instead of writing checks, I guess.
Okay.
So I don't know what the auditors will say if they want the bills to start coming to you and you pay the checks for the cemetery. That was an audit decision probably 15 or 20 years ago.
So the first step will be talking to the auditors and finding out.
So we usually pay like $4,000 to $6,000 a year to the city for our expenses on the museum.
Okay. Okay. And you're okay with helping taking that over?
Yeah, I mean, helping a little anyway.
Okay.
So,
yeah. Okay.
Yeah, the city, you know, obviously participates in the digging the graves and covering up and helping with the chairs and, you know, all that kind of thing. So it's you know, at times, you know, some of the headstones get knocked over by automobiles. That needs to be replaced.
Right.
A little bit of gravel here and there. Mowing and stuff, you know, of course.
Yeah.
Fence repair from the rancher's cows, you know, rubbing up against the fence and stuff. So there's, you know, can be quite a lot to it if it's kind of left.
Left and not taken care of.
Yeah, it kind of stays on top of it a bit.
Okay.
You know, it's not, you know, it's not too bad.
So. Okay.
And the cemetery has, you know, done a good job of being able to pay for those expenses too, and still, you know, make some money. So. It pays for itself.
Okay. So why don't we, the first step is talking to the auditors and finding out how and what we need to do. And then next month we can talk about it more because hopefully, you know, Cindy will be here and the mayor will be here and we can go forth. So
are you going to do some preliminary discussion before you say yay or nay?
Well, it's probably going to be, I mean, we have to do that.
I think we need to figure out how much everything's going to cost, you know, how much our liability insurance is going to go up, what's going to require attorney to make that process over there.
So we should have a better answer by next month, because we'll put Leah on it, finding out about insurance.
Yep, I already spoke to John.
Okay.
I'm waiting for some information.
But you guys have an income statement of our last meeting and stuff.
So yes.
And we're building that budget. So, I mean, I don't want to speak for the council, but it sounds like everybody's on board. I don't see why it's not. We just need to cover all
Well, it needs to, you know, we need to take care of it, so that's understandable.
Well, our concern, like Merlin was saying, is this sustainability.
Yes.
Down the road.
Yes.
You know, and being the city basically is somewhat involved anyway, it just seemed like a
makes sense.
Makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, I agree. I agree with you. And I think we're all kind of shaking our heads. So, all right. Thank you. All right. So, Kaylee Griffith's not here.
I have her email pulled up. She said, to Fossil City Council, I have the best of intentions to attend this meeting via Zoom, but cows and kids might get in the way of that. So I wanted to pray for my absent just in case. I'm here to talk about Fossil Fridays. They can best be described as a community event centered around our small Main Street businesses. We would like to have a live entertainment, games for both kids and adults, vendors, and special operating hours for our small businesses and the museum. As a small business owner in our little town, I'm always looking for ways to draw in our community and welcome travelers through. This would be something for everyone near and far to either participate in or attend. We have 3 dates chosen, June 17th, July 15th, and August 19th. We would like to request street closure during the time of 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. on the chosen dates, allowing access and operation of the gas station like we have in the past for the car show. We would like to use First Street for parking and easy access to Main Street, the museum, as well as the new restaurant. We will be working with the chamber and have a handful of volunteers, but didn't want to go far into planning execution without approaching the council first. We will be seeking local vendors, local artists, local organizations to provide a great experience, so we can all use this time to get out of the house in the cool evening and remember why we live and love it here. And then she has her information if we have questions.
Okay, so are those the 3 dates they're going to do each of those dates?
Yes.
What were those dates again?
June 17th, July 15th, and August 19th. Okay. Which are all Fridays, I believe. It's Fossil Friday.
Fossil Friday. Okay. I think it's a great idea.
And that's not an issue with closing the roads. They can, Bill?
Hasn't been in the past.
Yeah.
I'd like to ask that they be responsible for putting up their own barricades and stuff like that.
So well, that's usually what's happened. These people that want to close, they get the barricades from you and then they put them up.
Yeah. What was the July date again?
15th.
And she may, I'm not sure if she's...
I think, I'll have to look, but I think we have a scheduled trap shoot.
Okay.
On July 15th with Pop, Pop, Poppin'. I don't know if that's going to be an issue.
I don't.
With your.
Think it will
event.
Because
you're. So you do the trap shoot on Friday? I thought you guys always did them on Saturday.
Oh, you're right. I'm sorry. It's all Friday. Yeah. Yeah. Forget that.
And she may be requesting an alcohol license for this street closure.
Well, she can. Yeah.
I think because I asked her briefly what it was before, right?
Yeah, so she would need to come next. I'm not going to do it. Okay. Well, shall we make a motion on that to the Friday Fossil Fridays for the street closures on 6/17, 7/15, and 8/19? Bill has the barricades and stuff, and then they will be responsible for putting them up and taking them down.
When you say they, do you mean the individual business people?
Who's ever in charge of this? I mean, I don't know if it would be the Kaylee or...
The chamber.
The chamber, okay. Who's spearheading
it. I think
it
kind of goes through the chamber, yeah.
So, I mean, Leah can make that.
Okay. I'll make a motion that we close the streets for Fossil First Fridays on June 17th, July 15th, and August 19th.
All right, I'll second that. We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Yeah, I think that's will be fun to get people out and about.
Yep.
All right. Open sealed bids. Here you go.
Slowly, slowly. I didn't cut it in half.
All right. So it is from John Goldsmith, and it is to fix and repair drywall damage and ceiling in a museum, replace with new sheetrock where needed, scrape loose paint from ceiling, finish with primer and one coat of semi-gloss paint. Work will be completed in a timely manner. Materials and labor,
$2,300.
Yeah. Right. So, okay. Are we, Seth, I mean,
sounds
what you,
good to me.
Okay.
Yeah. Was there a limit on what the insurance would pay? Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah, we were already paid.
Insurance isn't paying for any of this.
Okay,
so
this is all over and above.
Yeah,
yeah,
we're
I mean, they
for
figured the total repairs at like $55,000, they depreciated it out. They paid out $46 or $48, and like right now we're at, it must have been $46 something, because right now we're at like $48. We've paid out $48,000, so. This will be all on us, too. The insurance won't pay anymore. I mean, they did up the claim, but they didn't. And they up, but, you know, the amount that they wanted to pay, but it was, you know, like 10 cents on the dollar, you know, so it wasn't, just added maybe another $1,000 to the, what they paid us, and that was it, so.
And we need to get this going, yeah. Because summertime and the museum and everything will start doing it. So
do we need a motion for that?
Yes.
I'll make a motion.
Time frame on that?
It says pay start time in April. In April. And then
finish in a timely manner.
Yep. Work will be completed in a timely manner.
So then I'll make that motion that we accept the bid from John Goldsmith to repair the museum.
Okay. I'll second that. We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. Do you let him know?
I will figure out. I'll let him know.
You let him know?
Kathy will let him know.
And then, you know, you can let him know timely manner so that the summertime's coming for the...
I'll let Bill handle that part.
Yeah, we'll work. Yeah.
All right, perfect, good. All right, reports.
Do we have some bids?
Oh, yep, you're right,
request,
I have my error.
Purchase
request. Okay.
Do you want me to go first?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yep. I have a request for the amount of $540 for the utility bill cards from Jayhawk.
What are the bill cards?
What you get your invoice on.
Oh, okay.
Water and sewer.
So you, okay.
Something I need.
So things that you need for, to pay the water bill. Okay. Do I have a motion to approve the purchase of the postcards?
I'll make that motion.
I'll second. A motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor of the purchase? Aye. Okay. All right. Good job.
All right.
Now,
so,
Bill.
We went to do the insulation for the remote reading water project, and we need to interface the new equipment that we purchased and the software that was installed on Leah's computer with the Jayhawk billing software. We could not do that.
Because we didn't have AMR.
But Jayhawk has an AMR project that is built to go into Jayhawk. They already have it designed. You just have to buy it. Like, we didn't buy that option when
right.
we purchased the software. So for $1,500, we can a one-time fee. It doesn't up our annual dues that we pay into Jayhawk. It will buy us that AMR program so that we can interface the remote read water meters into Jayhawk Williams. And that way she doesn't have to manually enter them anymore. This will just upload it right to Jayhawk.
Oh, okay.
And it'll put them in all the categories. And
so. Wow.
But it's $1,500.
We're getting high tech.
All right. Do I have a motion to purchase?
I make that motion.
I'll second it.
All right. I have a motion and a second to purchase the software. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Wow, that'll be nice. Just that I'll just automatically upload it in there, and then the bills.
Yeah,
just print the bills out.
It's right? When we install all those census meters.
Yeah.
So can I have a quick question? The postcards, is that to fit this particular program? I don't understand why we're asking special money for that when we do it all the time.
The Jayhawk is because I buy it in like a year's worth of the utility bills, and so I'm kind of low, so I need to request that because it's over $500.
Okay.
And that's for your water and sewer bill, but the Jayhawk software, it's separate. It's a program that I need to install on my computer, so when they do their meter reads, when once we get the census, it'll input it automatically, and I don't have to sit there for two hours inputting everything.
I just didn't understand why we were asking for money for something we use all the time, but I see.
Yeah, anymore. It's over the $500.
Okay. Counselor Hunt.
So the library, of course, is always doing great things. Kathy, we got a grant from WorkSource to get that set up on our computers, and they've given us more money, and we're going to use that money to purchase laptops and put software on them, tell me if I'm right, that wipes them clean so people check one out, all their stuff is wiped clean before someone else checks
history.
Them out. Yeah, the history. Mm-hmm. And we're also going to increase the computer teacher's time by 1 day a week. So he's doing two now, we're going to do four. Because people love that free computer class. And that money will be coming from WorkSource. Kathy's still working on our transforming communities. We're going to be having a public meeting on April 15th to get input from the community and businesses about what they want to see with their library, what we can do to get more people interested in being at the library and using it. And I may have talked about this before, but we have some really cute book bags that the kids can check out that have a book in them. They have props, puppets, felt pieces that match the story. And we have 15 or so of those, is that correct? And once a week, Kathy takes one of those up to the preschoolers and kind of goes through it with the preschool class, lets them know, lets their parents know that these are available for checkout. So they've been very popular. I think that's all.
Great. Thank you. All right. Ambulance. Rodney, do we have the radio?
Yes.
So that radio that we were getting reprogrammed is now up and ready for the ambulance. Perfect. We also, Susan came because emailed the board and talked about supplies and that they were getting close to running out of money. I mean, the ambulance has plenty of money, but that line item, I mean, and so I went and talked to Jean to make sure and talk to the ambulance board so that we could tell Susan it was fine because with all the runs they've been on, they've been having to buy more supplies this year than they have in the past.
And plus, it's in bulk.
And everything is, expenses are all going up for all those supplies. So, and then we also, the ambulance board, back in November actually, Susan came and one of the things she wanted to do was get jackets for all the paramedics and the drivers and stuff, Fossil Ambulance embroidered on them and stuff. And so Rodney did get those the other day and was delivering them. And the board agreed that it's a great idea. You know, it's at least we can do for all their volunteer hours. And so Rodney was passing them out and I actually got to see them. So it was pretty cool. So they have done that. And then that was all. Susan, I asked Susan if there was anything else she wanted me to report on and she said no, not at this time. And we appreciate Bill going on as many runs as he is. You have anything on that, on the ambulance? You good, Rodney?
Yeah, just Bill and Brenda have been busting their butts this last couple of weeks on all the runs.
Yeah. So, we appreciate everything that the Fossil Ambulance does for the city of Fossil. All right, Councillor Beckham.
I have nothing for them.
And Councillor Burname is not here. Mayor McGinnis, Public Works.
So we did the installation software and did some training today on the remote read water meters. We actually, I finally got all the command link and the new Android phone that we can go out and we can activate those transmitters that are in the remote, in the meter box, and then we can read them. So all we gotta do is drive by the ones that have been changed out and we can just read the meter. We don't have to get in the hole. And then they gave us another device where we can go in and we can look at the usage over the last 45 days on every hour, and we can see, you know, when a meter is running at what flow, or if it's continuous, it'll send us alarms when we read those meters to say, hey, this guy has a leak. It's like, you know, 2 gallons a minute and it's been running for the last 30 days. You might want to let them know they have a leak. It's quite fancy.
Wow.
Yeah, that's good.
They came today. We did most of the install. Unfortunately, the software with Jayhawk was a disappointment. They'll have to do. They'll do the rest of it remotely with Leah.
Okay.
So we're not quite there yet, but then we've only got 30 meters, so we're not going to get a ton of them until we start purchasing more.
And that, by doing that, that's going to free up you guys to do other things, correct?
Well, instead of two people all day, it will be one person, and it should. And all they're going to have to do is drive the roads just as fast as they can. I mean, you know, within the limit of the law. But, I mean, they can just drive the speed limit around town, and however long it takes to run 6 miles through town, and we read all the water meters, and in the end, we'll be done.
That's good.
And it's one person, and it's super easy.
Good.
So, but we still have to install 200.
Right.
Well, 62 more meters. So. Ed and I will be leaving for short school on Sunday, March 27th. We'll be gone until Wednesday night of March 30th. Jerry Luther will be covering up with us.
What was the date on that again?
March 27th through March 30th.
Okay.
So Jerry will do checks and if we need them to shut off. I've already talked to Jerry. He'll be coming to do a little bit of training.
Okay.
I got selected for jury duty, so he'll be out all week for jury duty. Maybe more. I don't know. Hopefully. Okay. The cold mix came in a couple weeks ago, so we've
started. That you got from Beam, right?
That we got from Beam. Okay. And they're... It was 2,870 for that 5 yards cold mix. So, but he'll start patching the holes again on the good days when it's warm and we can work it. We'll start working, and we've got it covered over there. And I'm not sure what to do about the special city allotment for this summer. You know, we've got the one slated for May. I don't know where we're going to be at with fuel prices, how much less we're going to get done because of the fuel prices. Do we put off the next city allotment until the following summer, or just see how the summer goes, you know, and see how the summer goes? Just kind of holding off on submitting the bids for this. We already got the one out. Holding off. We have 2 years to complete the project, so we don't have to do it this summer.
Okay.
So, but the other one has to be completed this summer.
Okay.
So, and that's all we have.
City Recorder.
Your SEI forms are due by April 15th, so you guys should have received an email.
I haven't get an email.
Yeah, I filled out the form that they request from me, and then everything should have been sent out.
Did you get an email?
But that is due by April 15th. Maybe they haven't sent it out yet, but I would
think
that
they would. Can you send us a link or something? Or
I can try.
Send us something.
Yeah, I haven't got anything.
Yeah.
Or try to log in into your SEI account, and then like you should be able to.
Like, I would know that, yeah.
Well, if you send something. Or
I can send, like, the login page.
Or whatever.
Because then
yeah.
You could reset
Perfect.
It.
Perfect.
The Fossil Community Cleanup Day was May 19th, 10:45 a.m. to 12 p.m.
May what?
19th.
Okay.
It's a Thursday, I believe.
Yeah.
And then I reached out to Painted Hills, and I'm going to reach out to the Merck to see if what we can do a barbecue again
yeah.
like we did okay. last year. And the last one I have is I reached out to Ann Mitchell since I wasn't able to participate in that cyclists meeting. And so she's going to send me her notes regarding that, okay. and we can discuss that in probably the next meeting.
And I have a question about that. You sent out a reminder, but I never got the original saying.
It went to spam, the first one.
So how do we keep that from happening again? Because that was a pretty important meeting to not know about until the last second. And
I can just try to look in my spam folder a lot more often.
Yeah.
It just got mixed in and went straight.
Maybe if you think about it. Mm-hmm. When you send something to email to everybody, why don't you shoot a text, too?
Okay.
And say, hey, I just sent you an email. If you didn't get it, let me know.
Okay.
And that way, for those that don't get it, they'll be able to, you know, kind of help double check that.
But I think what you're saying is you never got it originally.
Yeah,
from,
I didn't.
From
the
Anne.
First one,
yeah.
Yeah. But I got the second one. It came in my regular emails. And so I was like,
I know Bill, I know Mr. Smith and Mr. Murray went, so.
Okay, if they have any notes, I could reach out to them as well.
Yeah, I went to the meeting. All right.
And there's going to be another meeting with Cycle Oregon coming up, so you should be getting another
yeah,
email about
it. Yeah, I didn't
that.
See anything about that, but I'll look into it.
I would assume they'll probably have a couple meetings.
I think they
you
will.
Would think
I
so.
Just want to make sure that we get those and know about them ahead of time.
Ordinance officer.
Sorry, Mitch couldn't be here. He's in the Dalles. I was given this right before he left, so it looks like he's closed to, open for. Yeah, I hope you guys have this.
yeah, we do have
we
it.
We do.
So, just a couple of things that I have. We've been in court. We've been in court five times in the last, since the 26th of January. City property has been cleared and is able to be accessed
on Washington Street. Yep.
The city public works has worked to help. They've actually cleared a nuisance, danger, liability to the city on Broadway, court ordered. We're getting complaints about the property on A Street. That recently was sold and torn down. The ordinance, we will not be doing anything with that. He's making improvements on that property just because it's
yeah.
as fast as people want. Okay. And the property off of 4th Street, next behind the food bank, that is, there's a lot going on with the property. We're actually having to go through their lawyers.
That's the yellow house, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So the previous owner's lawyers, who still own the property, we're having to deal with that side of things. So it's going slow, but we're trying to get those trash trailers out of there. Trying really hard by summer, because that's when the rats and stuff are going to start coming out. So that's pretty much what I'm working on. The hazardous situation that was on Hoover is gone. So, yeah. That's what I know.
All right. Appreciate it. Community issues or concerns? Yes, Mr. Wright.
Well, I just wanted to say that, you know, in driving around town, and, you know, I'm not a Steve Connolly or a Bobby, so but I do kind of go here and there at times, and I wanted to commend Bill and Eddie on their job that they do even last fall, summer, and last fall, winter, plowing snow, you know, getting the weeds down, cleaning some of the ditches, I see the other day that back in probably 1909, they had 55-gallon barrels for culverts.
And that's what we're court ordered to remove.
Yeah, and I'm sure there's a few more of those around that are going to. At some point in time, me being here as long as I've been here, these people are going to realize what those ditches are for. A lot of them are sloughed in and covered up, but nevertheless, I think they do an excellent job. Eddie has been a real asset to Bill. You know, he's a good operator. Bill can trust him. Bill gets a phone call, got to go to the office. The maintenance still goes on.
Yeah.
Eddie's still qualified to do that. So I just wanted to let the council know that it's very noticeable of what they did to do.
Appreciate that. Well, that's why it's important to get updated in all this stuff so Bill and Eddie can do the job that, you know, we haven't had money to do in the past and all these projects that we're trying to do. And I think it does make a difference, so.
Yeah, I'm sure you know Eddie's on the fire department too, which is a huge resource with the limited people we got. So he's been a great addition.
Great, great.
And we're always accepting new members. Don't think you're too old.
Not yet.
Anything else? All right, with that, I'll adjourn the meeting. Until next month. Thank you. You guys were